99. NBA.
There's a good NBA game on TV tonight. Shall we watch it?
That depends. Who's playing?
The Houston Rockets and Miami Heat. You know, Yao Ming plays for the Rockets, so we have to watch.
Do you have any idea who invented basketball or the NBA? Someone must have made up the rules.
I do know, yes. A Canadian man, Dr. James Naismith, created the game basketball from 13 original rules. It's played a little differently nowadays, but the principle is still the same.
It was first played in Canada. I'm sure I read somewhere that the first game was played in 1946 in Toronto.
That's right. The first game was between Toronto Huskies and the New York Knickerbockers. At that time, the game was pretty boring, though. They didn't introduce the 24-second clock until after.
The 24-second clock, and of course an accompanying limit on the number of fouls a team could commit in a quarter. This created the game we know and love today.
So the NBA became more and more popular after that. When it started in Canada, most children grew up playing ice hockey and didn't really like basketball. But over the years, it has changed considerably.
Is the NBA one organization, or is it made of many put together?
Like most pro sport leagues, the NBA is a confederation of separate organizations that compete, yet must also cooperate.
This kind of confederation wouldn't be able to survive and become more popular without outstanding leadership at the top. Also, you said earlier that the rules have changed. How so? What are the current rules we follow today?
There are 12 rules that we must follow today, including court dimensions, players, definitions, scoring, violations, and free throws.
The referee controls the game using some very interesting hand signals. There must be a manual for the hand signals that must be followed so that everyone can learn them. How many teams are there altogether?
It started out having just 8 teams, but now it has 30. But of course, my favorite will always be the Rockets. Thank you.